Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An op-ed in the Daily News today talks about the layoff of tech workers and how it may be an opportunity for New York City government. Joining us live here on Newsline, Grace Rao is the executive director of the Five Borough Institute. Grace, Bud Mishkin here at 1010 Winds. Thank you for joining us. How is this idea, about tech workers who are getting laid off and the possible opportunity for city government, how did this come to be for you?
Well, Bud, we have been watching at the Five Borough Institute layoffs across the tech sector, especially over the last few months. It's been a really tough time for the industry, but I paired up with one of our board members, the founder of Tech NYC, Julie Samuels, to dig into this issue. And we really viewed these cuts to the sector as an opportunity for City Hall. There is a chance here for Mayor Adams, for his team, to reach out and recruit and hire tech sector employees, recent graduates with computer science degrees, and bring them into government. We know that people who work in tech, especially engineers, are by their nature problem solvers. And that's who we need at City Hall, especially at a moment like this for our city, where we're facing so many challenges in everything from housing, homelessness, mental health. Our city services are begging for innovation and new digital systems. And we think there's no better opportunity than right now to take advantage of layoffs in the tech sector and bring some of that talent into government.
In understanding that the tech world now is drastically different than it was, say, 20 years ago, but you refer in the op-ed to the dot-com bust about 20 years ago, also, of course, the Great Recession. Are there examples or previous examples of times when there were layoffs in the tech industry and those people went into city government?
Well, I don't know that government has taken advantage of those changes in the sector quite in the way that we're seeing them do right now in areas outside of the city. So in San Francisco, for instance, in the heart of Silicon Valley, the city of San Francisco has moved very quickly to roll out the red carpet to laid off employees and to try and pull them into city government. On the federal level, we're seeing the Department of Veterans Affairs do the same. They have something like 1,000 jobs that require technical expertise, and they have really done a lot of outreach to try and attract people who, from the tech sector, we know this is a group of folks who they are motivated by mission-driven work. And so we're seeing governments at the federal level, as well as in other localities, really do that outreach. And so that's part of our call on City Hall, is that in order to get these workers in and people with this set of expertise, we need to revamp our recruiting pitch so that it better resonates with tech workers. We think City Hall should focus on selling opportunities to do impactful, mission-driven work in government. And we know City Hall also needs to go further in terms of speeding up the hiring process and promoting people who are high performers. We want to make sure that if somebody from the tech sector comes into government, that they have the opportunity to take an innovative idea and run with it and not get too bogged down by bureaucracy.
Grace, one more thing. We have about 30 seconds left. Understanding that the op-ed has just come out, but any notion how much of an appetite city government will have, or specifically the Adams administration will have, for this type of thing?
Well, we hope that they will have a big appetite. We know that there are staffing challenges across city government right now. A lot of agencies are down employees. And we know that we have a mayor in Eric Adams who is a big believer in the power of tech solutions and digital systems to create positive change. When he was in the police department, he was part of the team that helped build COMS, which is the NYPD system to track crime statistics. an incredibly powerful tool. And so we think that there is a lot that the city can do right now to bring in these highly skilled workers, workers that under normal circumstances are a lot harder to get into public service. But right now, given what's happening in the tech sector, we think there's a real opportunity for the city to seize on.
Grace Rao is the executive director of the Five Borough Institute. Grace, thanks for your time this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.